This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, back with an irregular day to day feature, Generational Precipice, in which we explore the lives of American families. Here we go. Sounds like a hurricane. Actually, that was recorded inside a car that's going through a car wash. Annabelle Gurwitch was inside that car. She's inside our studio now. Annabelle is an actress, a writer, and contributor to Day to Day. Annabelle, what is it about this car in the car wash?
Okay, Alex, I have a six-year-old son, and he was playing a game on my cell phone the other day, and I thought childhood is really different than it was when I was a kid. When I was growing up, we didn't have any money, and in Mobile, Alabama, about the most exciting thing you could do was centered around your car. You'd go to a drive-in, you would go to the airport, sit in your car and watch planes take off, which...
Kids ain't going for that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore anyway. And the big thing every week was going to the car wash and getting to go through the car wash in your car, which you can't do at very many car washes anymore. So I'm wondering, do children in a digital age...
Would they still think that it was more fun than anything in the world to sit in the car as it goes through the car wash?
Right.
Off you go.
So I found a place called the Madison Car Wash. I met a very nice gentleman named Luis Acuna, who took my ticket and gave me the rundown.
I heard that at this car wash, you can actually sit in the car while you go through.
That's true.
Well, I couldn't believe it. My heart was beating so fast. Do you have a lot of customers who come here just because of that?
Yes, ma'am. You just relax.
Okay.
But that's true.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get too excited.
We have a $5 express exterior wash.
Okay. Now,
you can enjoy the wash. We have the one for $5, which you stay in your car and you drive it in.
Am I the only person who comes up and says, is it true? Can you really go through? Or do
other
people say
that? Let me tell you,
that
you are the first really excited person for this new service that we have. So you are the most happy person that I already had.
Really?
Yeah.
Annabelle, I have to ask you, who is in the car with you? Your son?
It's my son and my producer Steve Proffitt's son, Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Both of our kids are 6 years old.
And you are in the car?
I'm driving the car.
Okay, off
and
you
I'm,
go.
I'm also clearly a cheap date.
Buckle up, everybody. Do you have to buckle up?
This is a car wash, not a public highway.
Okay, what would you say, guys, if I told you? We used to beg my mom to go to the car wash and sit in it like we're going to do it right now. We'd say, yay, we're going through the car wash. Do you guys feel you could work up that kind of enthusiasm?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
You know, sounds like they're going to the dentist.
No, Alex. No, I know they were excited. These are very sophisticated kids. They're just not going to admit it, but they were excited. But anyway, I'm driving and you have to pull up and get your tire in the slot. It was a little intimidating.
It's all too complicated for me.
Okay, read the sign.
Place car in neutral. No steer. Oh, I'm really nervous. No steering, no brakes. Wait. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Is that really cool?
Yeah, on the back looks. Oh my goodness. Let's look on this side. Oh my goodness, the back looks really weird. Let's see
here, right here, in front of us. Right here.
Whoa. Look at the back. Look.
It sounds like we were in a plane. This just took off. Thank you. That was so great. What do you think? Sitting in the car wash. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
That was pretty cool. Not cool. You can't say it was perfect.
Okay, well, as a parent, for right. a kid diversion, I got to say, this costs $5, which is, I don't know, it's a little heavy for me. But...
A little heavy for you? Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese lately? Have you been to a baseball game? This is cheap entertainment for children.
And you get a clean car out of the deal.
Two for the price of one. So basically, you know, I think the kids really loved it, although my son hasn't cried out every week, let's go to the car wash. It turned out he said it was not as good as a baseball game, but better than a poke in the eye.
Actress and writer Annabelle Gurwitch, currently working on a book about getting fired. Annabelle, thank you for that visit to the Generational Precipice.
Thanks, Alex.